Well, let's go, let's go. Robot Building Supplies. They've got it and deliver. Robotbuildingsupplies.com.au.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell. Like, Marshall took a
hold of 55. He said he was a Hilltop Hoods fan last time I spoke to him, so I thought I'd play him a little bit of Hilltop Hoods as his play on as the requests keep coming in. I'm talking about Matty Keenan, who joins us for his Isolation Diaries. If you don't know of Hilltop Hoods, that was one of the few songs that we could actually put to air that didn't have a little word thrown in. That was with Montaigne, 1955. Montaigne was the lady who was representing us at Eurovision and did a really good job. She's got a great voice. Matty Keenan's Isolation Diaries, day 12 of 14, and keep your requests coming. Dean's only requested Honky Tonk Woman, Brown Sugar, Ruby Tuesday, She's Like a Rainbow by the Rolling Stones, and then backed it up with Money, Brain Damage, and Maroon by Pink Floyd. We'll find one of those for you, absolutely, Dean. We'll put that on the list, and we'll use that as a play-on from the ad breaks one day later this week. Matty, welcome to you. Matty, great to have you on the program.
Thanks, Dwayne. And Dean, that's not a request for play-on, that's a playlist.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're not a music station, but I like the fact that plenty are coming in. Sean wants the police don't stand so close to me, given that it sums up our situation. There's a perfect one, Sean. We'll make sure get that on the list. Matty, I saw a picture of you praying. What were you doing praying in your backyard, may I ask?
I'm praying to ScoMo. So I'm on a procrastination project. We had our garage redone around about 18 months ago, maybe 2 years ago. And I told my wife, don't worry, I'll finish the inside. We'll do it with plywood panels. We'll make it look nice and Nordic. And the job hasn't been completed, as you can well imagine. And now it's on the list as part of the quarantine project campaign. And I've done a fair bit of it. I'm down to the last piece of plywood. I haven't quite finished. I'm near getting to the corners, the tricky parts around the power points and so on. But I'm out of plywood. I'm praying that they shut down Bunnings before Thursday so I can't go and get any more and I can continue to procrastinate.
Even worse, you'll go to Bunnings and because of the spacing rules, you'll line up around the block for about 3.5 hours before you get your chance to go in. It is a difficult time for a home handyman, if I can actually call you that, like yourself.
No, you can't.
Hey, speaking of the jobs you've not done around your house, looking through your window at that photo, your tomatoes out the back look like they need some tending.
They do, but my son normally picks the tomatoes whilst we're having a little kick of the footy in the backyard, and he's a little bit prone to hammering the soccer ball through them, which just rattles the right ones off, and then he can just eat the right ones before they go inside. It's the perfect strategy from the young man.
I like it. I like it a lot. What will be your first thing you do when you're allowed outside the confines of your house boundary?
I'm feeling a little bit of the Stockholm Syndrome. I've become accustomed to it. Well, I don't know liking it, but I've become accustomed to it. The thing is, what can you do? There's not a lot that you can do. What I think I will do is I will take the kids out for a walk around the park, but I'm not all that keen on going doing the grocery shopping at the best of times, let alone now. There's no cafes or restaurants open. All the sporting facilities are closed, so it's not as if we can even go and have a family hit of tennis or something of the like. And even though I can go for a bike ride on my own, I haven't had a crash for 11 years, Dwayne, touch wood. Mm. I don't want to go for a bike ride even on my own and run that risk of being the guy that clogs up the public health system because of a silly accident when I can just keep riding in my garage until we get further along the path that we're on top of COVID-19. So I'm not sure what I'm going to change, but I am going to go past the end of the driveway. I'm going past the end of the driveway, that's for sure.
Well, there might be a bit of hesitation when you get down the end of your drive and you just get a little nervous about getting back
like
into
the
real
Truman
life again.
Show when he like the Truman Show when he reaches the horizon and he touches the wall.
I love that. I love that. I'm visualising that right now. Tour de France is one of those sports that has this vision, Matty. We talked about it a bit last week, but it's got this vision of actually racing with no fans, and it would be an interesting exercise, and I presume that they wouldn't be able to get every rider from everywhere in the world to be able to come to France. So there would be some riders, I presume, that would be in it that wouldn't normally be in it.
Yeah, and potentially some of the guys, I'm not sure what the restrictions are in a place like Colombia at the moment, where the defending champion lives. And we've got quite a few contenders from Colombia that potentially, I'm not sure what their restrictions are at the moment. And what are my restrictions? I'm not sure whether I'd be able to get there or whether we'd need to set something up where I can do the commentary from an SBS studio in Melbourne or Sydney. I don't know. The one advantage cycling has over, say, AFL football, for example, there's no revenue from spectators on the side of the road. So from an economic perspective, not having spectators there is not a downside. But the people that do pay to have spectators on the side of the road are the local councils. They pay a fair bit of money for the race to come through. So you and I can watch it from the other side of the world and think, I want to go there.
Yeah.
But with no people on the side of the road, it doesn't look as good because you can't get a sense of the culture and the flavour of the town. So the local mayors and the local councils where the race goes through, they're not as enthusiastic about having a Tour de France without any spectators. We have heard that the event organisers, ASO, they're saying that they're looking to make a decision on the 15th of May. So that's still a month and a half away. That's a fair bit of time. But that only gives them around about a month and a half before the race is meant to start, which is not a lot of time. With the Olympics, though, Dwayne, having been cancelled, that does give them the opportunity to push the event back a couple of weeks.
Yeah, nice. Maddie, go tend those tomatoes. I'll talk to you on day 13 of day 14 tomorrow.
Awesome. Thanks, Dwayne.
Maddie Keenan, Isolation Diaries, the voice of cycling around the world, still confined to the boundaries of his property. Take a few calls after the break. Bob and Andy are not far away. Great to have your company wherever you're listening to Dwayne's World.